There are two readings this morning. The first one is from Matthew chapter 6, verses 9 to 15. This, then, is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For if you forgive other people when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins. And the second reading is from Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18, and it's on page 1177. And pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. This is the word of God.
Thanks very much indeed. So what we do, for those of you visiting, is we have a little bit of scripture read from the Bible. We hold the Bible, it's like our anchor, our rock, and the teaching in it is what guides the whole of the Christian faith, or should guide it. And then we have the preacher up, who come and explains what we have had read to us by God's grace. So here we go. This is Jacob, by the way, Joe's son. And Jacob used to work here, and he's now studying theology at Wycliffe Hall in Oxford. So we're very proud of you, and we've been praying for you, so let me just pray for you again. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for Jacob. I just pray you would anoint him to preach this wonderful passage to us. Help us understand what it's all about. Help us to grow in prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Good morning. Morning. It's lovely to be here at the 9:30. It's the first I've had the opportunity to come and speak at this service, which I'm very excited about as we continue our series on prayer. And in particular, this morning, we're going to be looking at what it means and what it looks like to pray constantly. That is, to pray throughout our day. And so Paul's letter to the Ephesians, as we've heard, pray in the Spirit at all times with all kinds of prayers, asking for everything you need. And to do this, you must be always ready and persevere. It's just a slightly different translation. So this is a pretty intense verse, and there's a lot in here. There's a lot in it. There's a lot of commands and requests that Paul gives to us, which can maybe sound quite intimidating. Today I just want to take a look at what may be the three main points from this verse. Number one, pray in the Spirit at all times. That's how Paul opens the verse. And I read this and I thought, I'm not sure we all know if we're capable of that. It's a pretty big call, pray in the Spirit at all times. So I'd like you to imagine a scenario with me. Imagine a scenario with me. Imagine a good friend of yours, someone who means a lot to you or has done a lot for you, if you can, and imagine spending a whole day with that person. Say you go out for a day out to London, for instance, and you get up and you meet in the morning, you grab breakfast together, go on the train into the city, have a wander around the museums and do some sightseeing, get lunch. Can we agree that this would be a very strange scenario if you had not made any form of communication with your friend yet? Like, not even spoken to them. That would be weird. It would be weird. Well, why is that weird? Well, it's weird because communication is an essential way of maintaining a relationship. And we know this. I assume here that all of us here communicate with our friends and our family and our spouses in all sorts of different ways. Because naturally, how are we going to get on to know our friends better if we don't ever speak to them? Or how are they going to help sustain you through difficult times if you don't talk to them? How are you going to deepen your bond? And well, you can't. You can't. Relationships are built on communication, on conversation. God is with us all the time, right? Christ is with us all the time. And a relationship with God is a beautiful thing, and it's exactly what we should want. But how odd is it to spend the whole day with your friend, the rest of your day with your friend? I'm assuming you could sort of draw the parallels here. And then maybe immediately before you go to sleep, you turn to them and say, thanks for everything. Thanks for a good day. Love you. Bye. And then that's it until the following night. It's not enough. It's not enough for building that deeper bond. Well, here's what we can do. We can talk to God throughout our day. It might be that we have scheduled time to pray each evening. And that's great. I think scheduled prayer is a really good idea. But we're not limited to that. The God of the universe, who created all that is, all that was, and all that ever could be, is waiting, listening, and wanting us to speak to him. Like, what a marvelous thing that is. Why not speak to God throughout our day? It doesn't threaten or hinder the reverence of our evening prayer or our morning prayer. I actually find having an open conversation with God to be something that really works for me. It's a prayer that never has to close with a definitive, in Jesus' name, amen. We can speak to God throughout our days, an open conversation about whatever it may be. He longs to hear from us. And I know it can be natural to feel like maybe we can only pray in church, or only pray in a very reverent manner on our knees with our hands together. And that's okay, we can do that. But don't forget, Jesus is our Lord, but he also said he's our friend. He says in John's Gospel in chapter 15, I no longer call you servants, because the servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends, for everything I have made known to my Father, I have made also known to you. I'm not calling you servants, I'm calling you friends. The God of the cosmos wants to be our friend. It hardly makes sense. And that's an opportunity that we have to seize, and we have to maintain a relationship with him like a friend. We have to chat to him, communicate with him, have an open conversation with him. And that means both speaking as well as listening. Not just go our whole days together in silence, then throw a prayer at him right before we go to sleep. Have an ongoing conversation with our friend and Lord. That's how we grow in our depth of relationship and get to know him better. That's how we can be praying in the Spirit at all times. Number two, pray with all kinds of prayers. That's what Paul says next. He says, pray in the Spirit at all times with all kinds of prayers. I think a common thought is, how am I supposed to pray all day? I run out of things to say. I feel like that. What am I supposed to talk about? Well, there's so many different kinds of prayers we could pray. So in Luke's gospel, the disciples come to Jesus and they say, teach us how to pray. We don't know how to pray, Lord. Teach us what we should say. You know, sometimes I hear people praying and they are so eloquent and articulate and they just keep going and going, but everything they say is perfectly relevant. And their choice of words is great, and they just keep going. And I'm absolutely in awe at that ability. And I don't necessarily feel like I'm blessed in that way. And sometimes I find myself standing, and I should not, and I find myself thinking, wow, these guys are like extra holy, or something like that. But fortunately for us, Jesus tells us how to pray. In the Lord's Prayer, when the disciples ask how to pray, he says, this is how you should pray. When we're at a loss for words and we want to speak with God, but we don't know what to say, Jesus has given us this prayer. So I'm actually just going to read it out again, but I think it can be very... I think oftentimes when we say something so often or so frequently, we are in danger of making it just routine or habit. So I'd like you to really listen to the words. It's a slightly different version of the Lord's Prayer, but I'd like you to really listen to the words and what they mean. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours. Now and forever. Amen. Amen. And this is a beautiful prayer, but it contains all sorts of different kinds of prayers. Hallowed be your name. That's praising God. It's saying, let your name be on high. We can make prayers of praise to God. Tell him he's wonderful. Tell him how much we love him. Tell him how thankful we are for him. And we could do that in open conversation, or whether it's part of the Lord's Prayer, God hears us just the same. The prayer says, your kingdom come, your will be done. This is about inviting God down to us. It's about inviting God to engage in our lives, to have his way with us, asking the Spirit of God to be among us. Give us today our daily bread. That's asking God for what we need. Forgive us our sins. That's repentance to deliver us from evil. That's spiritual protection. There's all sorts of different types of prayers embedded in this one, which we have access to when we are at a loss for words. But of course, as I've been saying, we can also talk to Jesus like a friend. In open conversation, what do you talk to your friends about? What do you talk to your friends about? I had a really good day the other day when X, Y, or Z happened. Or, I'm actually finding this particular thing really difficult at the moment. Or, I'm looking forward to the weekend. I get to do this, that, or the other. There's an infinite amount of prayers that we can pray to our Creator. Not all of them have to be systematic. So a prayer of confession, for example, can be something classically liturgical, like, dear Lord, we confess that we have sinned in thought and word and deed. And that's great, and I really love that prayer. But it can also be something like, God, I can't believe it. I've done such a stupid thing. I've got no idea why, and it was a terrible idea. God hears us the same, either which way. There's all kinds of prayers we can pray. We're not limited, and God is listening to everything we say, to everything we pray. So if you feel like you can't pray to God because you run out of things to say, relax. Relax. We can talk to the Lord about whatever it is we want to pray about. There's so many different kinds of prayers in all kinds of different ways. Thirdly, number three, final point, be ready and keep going. This might technically be 2 points, but you can't have a 4-point sermon. That's just not how it works. So St. Paul, in writing most of the New Testament, never fails to open his letters in prayer. Every single letter he writes, he says about how he's praying. And that's regardless of whether Paul at this time is a free man or whether he's in prison. He doesn't open his letters amending their doctrine or sending updates. He gets to that, but he always opens in prayer. In the beginning of Romans, he says, firstly, I thank my God for all of you. Corinthians, I always thank my God for you. Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians. In Colossians, we always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray for you. Prayer is the first and foremost thing on Paul's agenda, no matter where he is, what situation he is in, or to whom he is writing. So it's no surprise that in this verse, he says, pray in the Spirit at all times with all kinds of prayers, asking for everything you need. To do this, you must be always ready and persevere. We have to be ready. We have to be ready to pray at all times. It should almost be an impulsive reaction. Facing troubles, pray. Moments of gratitude, pray. Feelings of loneliness or depression, pray. Encounters of great joy, pray. This seems to be Paul's philosophy. In Thessalonians, he says, pray without ceasing. In Philippians, he says, and you might have heard this one, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, make your requests made known to God. Does anyone know what harm or what bad thing or what terrible thing can come from prayer? No, there's nothing. There is nothing. There is none. When we pray, we have everything to gain and absolutely nothing to lose. And what do we gain? What do we gain? We gain a deeper knowledge of God, a closer relationship with God, answered prayer from God. And of course, sometimes we can feel downhearted, maybe because we feel like God doesn't seem to be answering our prayer, or why is God allowing this or that to happen? Or we pray and we don't feel like we're getting anywhere. Fight against those thoughts and keep going. Paul knows what that feels like. That's why he makes a point of saying, be ready and always persevere. There's even a case in Mark's gospel where Jesus prays twice. If Jesus has to pray twice, what does that say about how many times we should be praying? We have to keep pushing and keep praying. Sometimes it might be that we don't feel like we want to pray. Or maybe we know we should pray, but there's something in the back of our mind saying, oh, I don't want to. Yeah, I can't be bothered right now, or it's not worth it, they never get answered anyway. I tell you, that is the enemy whispering in our ear. Rebuke that, pray, keep going, persevere. Prayer is communication with the Father. And that means that every time we pray, the kingdom of God gets closer and the enemy cowers. Prayer is the last thing the enemy wants because it brings the kingdom of God closer. We have to stand our ground against the devil's schemes and be ready and persevere with prayer and send the enemy fleeing. God has gifted us with prayer. It's a gift. It's a gift from him. It's a gift to us to communicate with him. God's blessed us with this ability to communicate with him despite all of the mess that we have in our lives. And that's a beautiful thing. So I want to encourage you this morning to be ready, to persevere in constant prayer. Pray with all kinds of prayers. Have an open conversation with God. Speak and listen. Let's build our friendships with God, deepen our relationships, and develop a greater knowledge of the Lord. Let's pray together. Lord, we thank you that you have gifted us with prayer. We thank you that you long for us to pray and that you long to hear from us. And we thank you that you always hear our prayer. In this upcoming week, Lord, please help us to maintain an open, ongoing conversation with you, Lord. And I ask that as I close this prayer, a whole new prayer may open for everyone in this congregation that needs not ever end. Amen.
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 Jacob, thank you so much. Wasn't that a great effort, this young man? Really good.
Stay there.
Now, if we've never prayed before, I mean, I guess lots of people here will have prayed. I think statistics are that across the country, 2/3 of people admit to praying to something. We're not, not necessarily the Christian God, it could be something else. If there's somebody here who's, they've perhaps shot up the odd prayer when times are bad, but don't really have a relationship with Jesus, but would like to perhaps start out on that relationship and perhaps go home and, if they're cooking the Sunday roast, Lord, please may this taste good type of thing. How would you encourage them just to dip their toe in the water? Is there a particular way? I mean, they could obviously read the Lord's Prayer, but...
Of course. As I tried to say, our prayers don't necessarily have to be systematic, on our knees with our hands together, and they can be. But I would say, don't feel like you have to make a massive effort. All you have to do is, if you open your heart, the Lord comes to meet you. Right? You invite the Lord to you. He walks the distance to you. You just have to have an open heart and an open mind. And it doesn't matter. You can spend 2 hours on your knees praying in tongues if that's something that works for you, or you can just say in your mind, Lord, I would really appreciate you coming into my life right now. I could really appreciate you just showing me something. Just manifest yourself in my life in some kind of way. And God will meet you there, and he'll do that for you.
Yeah, I love the analogy of a child and a father, or a mother for that matter, you know, who perhaps don't have a great relationship, and you've been far off for a while. If that's you, why don't you just try at some stage this week, just saying something in your head like, Lord, I don't even know if you really exist or if you're really there, but if you do, please help me with X, Y, and Z. Show yourself. You know, and just imagine it. You know, a lot of you are parents here. Wouldn't it be lovely if you had an estranged child who hasn't spoken to you for months and months, and you suddenly heard them say, you know, Mom, Dad, would it be okay if you perhaps help me? You know, I need 20 quid. You know, I mean, sometimes I just love hearing that, even if it's a text message from my daughter, even if it's just asking me stuff like that. Anyway, thank you so much. We're gonna stand to sing a lovely, lovely song. Why don't we stand?